Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We are joined by Wilson Leung, a director at Trendsetter FX, to discuss my favorite cross in the world, favorite currency cross, that is, dollar yen. How are you today, Wilson?
I'm very well, Seg. How about you?
I'm very well. I'm even happier that about 2 hours ago, when dollar yen was 102.40, I thought it was going to go below 102. Unfortunately, I didn't put any money on it.
Yeah, I think that, remember last time when we discussed about the dollar yen, I was very bullish. And 2 days later, I mean, dollar yen went to 107.49.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, a few days later, there was talk of, you know, the Japanese stimulus plan, but that did not impress the market. So the traders bought the yen broadly, and Friday, because of the tepid US GDP, so that spurred a more broad-based dollar selling. So the yen benefited because of that. And as we speak, because market's talking about stimulus package again. The Japanese cabinet approved the fiscal package to boost growth, the $130 billion that the market knew all along. So the market was not, put it mildly, and overly impressed with this package. And despite that, the finance minister, Terasso, just issued a statement that the Japanese government is not considering issuing the 50-year bond. That's not helping the dollar at all. The market continues to buy the yen. So if you look at the daily chart, it looks like that the three-legged rise from this year's low, the 99 even level made in June, which was a 20-month bottom. Looks like that we've seen the corrections ended at 107.49. So if this view holds true, then we're going to see the dollar continuing the medium-term downtrend. So I think that look at the chart is quite easy. That to look at the pivotal point, which is 100, that was last month's low, 100. Remember, I told you that dollar never traded below 100 for 1 hour in the last couple of months. So
yeah,
if we break below the psychological 100, then I think that we're going to see more yen buying. So that would send the dollar, I think, to the next measured objective at 97.50. And then we have this psychological support, 95 even, that the market has been talking that if we trade anywhere near 95 for any length of time, you're going to challenge the Bank of Japan to come in to do something there. So, but again, I do not see that happening anytime soon. But for the purpose of trading, I think that selling the dollar yen on any corrective rebound towards 103, 104 area would be my recommendation for the week, and for a move to the 100 level mark.
Right. I mean, wasn't it interesting that after Friday's plunge, you know, from, I don't know, it was 105 down to 102, dollar yen could only manage to get up to what, like 102.86 or something like that after two.
Yeah.
And that was the giveaway this morning, that there was just those weak candles, the weak rebound candles that there were. And we've seen Friday's low taken out really easily this morning. So aren't there other implications as well as far as the risk-off mood, the new risk-off mood in the market?
Well, I think another catalyst for the recent yen strength, actually, I think it's partly yen strength and partly the U.S. dollar's weakness. Actually, without, you know, trying to identify which happened first, yen strength that caused the dollar's weakness, or the euro dollar's rally that started the last Friday. Yeah. And actually, I've been trading the euro more successfully than I've been trading on the dollar yen. So I'm still long on the euro since last Friday. So I think it is a matter of broad-based U.S. dollar's weakness that the market is really not looking for any rate hike.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, don't we have like nearly 2 months of nothing from the Fed, and maybe nothing in September either. So the market has just realized that the Fed thinks the Fed aren't now going to do anything for a long time.
Yes, I go along with that, Zach. So in that case, so that's a confluence that is a dollar's broad-based weakness. And I'm not sure whether you follow the Aussie dollar down under, despite that RBA's expected rate cut to record lows, 1.5%. We saw a brief dip on the Aussie, and the Aussie rallied after that. So basically, I mean, the G7 currencies, is strengthening against the U.S. dollar. So in that case, you just choose your pick. Even the Swiss franc is strengthening despite the Euro Swiss buying or the Swiss franc selling by the SNB. So you just have to choose your pick among the seven currencies. Which one you think?
Yeah, I mean, any final comments on the weekly chart of dollar yen? The other chart you gave?
Yeah, sure. Yes, if you look at the weekly chart on the longer term perspective, the major top that was formed last year at 125.86, that was a near 13-year high, and then the current price you can see is trading well below the moving averages. So that's the 21-week and 55-week moving averages there. So that means the underlying trend on the dollar is still down. So in that case, looking at the weekly chart, whether or not we'll see a break of 99 this month, position trader should hold short dollar position in anticipation of a move to that 95 level. But above that, we go for, say, 97.5 that I call for. So if in the event we cannot break 100 in the next week or so, so I think that the first stimulus will be the catalyst, rather. This coming Friday is a non-farm payroll. If it's going to be a disappointing one, then the market will test the dollar's downside. But if we hold above 100, then from a technical perspective, it could be a bearish triangle that the three-legged rise to 107.49 could be the so-called A leg. Now the erratic decline is a B leg. If that's the case, if a triangle is unfolding, it would take a month or even 2 months to unfold before we see a dollar coming down. So your guess is as good as mine. So for the time being, if you're a medium-term position player, trade the dollar from the short side. And so that's my take on the dollar this week, Zach.
Right. Well, I'm sure your guess is much better than mine. But on that note, Wilson Leong, Director of Trendsetter FX, thank you very much for speaking to us today. Sorry.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.